This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can they get to the bullpen with a lead or a close game? Because if they can, a 2-0 lead in a best-of-five series. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin.
I think they can. I was just looking through the numbers of him historically and through the last year. And, you know, yeah, he's got the last two wins in his last two starts against the Guardians. But, I mean, there's a history there that says, hey, maybe they can get to him. You know, especially, you know, a couple no decisions. You know, at first two times that the Guardians faced him, although it was back in 21, you know, they beat him there. So I'm just looking at the 8 career outings he has against this franchise. Who knows, man? It's playoffs, you know, and I love the fact they won the first game because even if he is the true Cy Young Award winner that no one can beat, you still have an opportunity to win the series without beating him. So that I think that's why game one was so important. It was gigantic.
The one thing I think about this game with Skubal, a couple of things really stand out. Though the Guardians were able to get 10 hits off him when they saw him earlier this year, opponents are hitting 201 against him. So he's been very difficult to hit. And to me, this is a key stat. He's second in the majors this year, tied for second with 22 quality starts. And that means you go 6 innings and give up 3 or fewer runs. That to me means, okay, you're going to be hard pressed to score runs against this guy. If you want to be in this game, and I think Stephen Vogt can, I think he will, manage, like, you know, it's a one-run game late, and they're going to try and manufacture runs at all costs. Now, to me, that doesn't mean you're having Jose Ramirez bunt, Andy, but you're going to bunt a guy over today? Yeah, I think you are. You know, you're going to do everything you can to try and manufacture, move a guy over, you know, hit the ball the other way. I think you're going to do everything you can to get anything on the board against Skubal.
I think that when you go back and look at game one, and it doesn't matter who the pitcher is, the approach they had at the plate just for the first couple batters. So, you know, Kwan leads off the game with a double. Okay, that was two pitches. But then Fry ends up walking in the two-hole. He took 8 pitches. And then Ramirez came back and took 7. So, I mean, you're 15 pitches in on 17 pitches total. But 15 pitches in on your first two batter or second and third batter, right? So 8 and 7. Man, you have those 7, 8 pitch at bats. Those are going to help, especially when you go up against a guy like him.
One concern here, and I think it's only one concern. Matthew Boyd, former Tiger, of course, came back and was really effective for this team and very, very solid. And his last several starts, maybe not as solid as you'd want them to be. Hasn't gotten out of the fifth inning in the last 3 starts. Now, in this situation, you don't need him to get out of the fifth.
3-4, baby. That's it.
Yeah, but he didn't get out of the fifth inning and gave up runs in the process. And that's kind of rough. And so we'll see. I think he's got to be better than he was. Last start of the year, he went 4, gave up 2 earned against the Cardinals. Before that, went 2 2/3, gave up 3 earned, or 3 total, 2 earned against the Twins. And in the start before that, went 4 1/3 and gave up 4 runs, 1 earned on 6 hits against your beloved Chicago White Sox.
Oh, I love them. They're my favorite team. You know that.
I know.
But Grady's not getting the job. No, I don't love them anymore.
I agree. Larry's in Cleveland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, I like to say, man, I'm glad the Guardians, man, is playing excellent. They got high tempo, keep that high energy, positive, man, and they're all away, man. You talk about
Larry. We love what you're listen, Larry. We love what you're saying. Take it off speakerphone, please.
All right. Hold on.
There you go. Now we can hear you.
Order a cheeseburger while you're there. All right, Larry, sorry.
All right, we gave it a shot.
That was a mess.
Folks, if you hit the air, take it off speakerphone. We'll give you a second. Just go, got to switch it over. But not if you're driving. So
we want you to be safe while you're driving.
Yeah.
So, you know, but, you know, if you're going to order lunch, do it before or after your phone call with
us. Well, they don't, in fairness to them, they don't know when you're going to pick up the phone, when you're going to
answer. I know, but if you're on hold, you know, be careful.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the way to be?
I'll take a cheeseburger. Oh, let's talk some sports. A hamburger. You'll have nothing like it. And then.
Who's the key guy today for the Guardians?
I think
against the top pitcher in the American League who happens to throw left-handed.
I just think it's approach. I don't know that. Are we talking offensively? Yep. Are you talking about? Yeah. Yep. Offensively, I mean, just go back, as I was doing this before. Look how many, especially early on in the game, how many batters got to 6, 7, 8 pitches in their at-bats. I don't care who you're going up against. If you can just fall off a couple when you know they're striking, the longer you make them work, especially in a playoff game where your adrenaline is sky high and you slow down that at-bat and they get a little bit longer. And like, what was I saying? It's temperatures in the 60s, I think, today for tonight's game. So I think it's the approach at the plate. That's really what I think this whole thing is about. It's the way the Guardians approach every at-bat when they hit step up and that they're not in a big hurry. You can't be. You can't be. And if he's throwing them down the middle or he's throwing strikes, man, you got to follow them off. If they do that, they'll be okay. I mean, like you said, they had 10 hits against them last time. Just got to put them together the right way. So I think it's all about the approach at the plate.
Okay. Let me give you, and this is obvious, but I think it needs saying. Lane Thomas, good luck. You're a right-handed hitter, counting on you today. How about John Kenzie Noel? You know, takes one swing, Andy, and he's a guy who with one swing can change some things up. And I would assume that he will be in right field today, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So maybe this is an opportunity for John Kenzie, who's not been quite, you know, the hot hitter that he was before.
So he's got 2 at bats against him, and he has nothing. So no hits, no nothing. Our best hitter, well, Tyler Freeman, who's 3 for 6. I'm just looking at some career stats here. David Fry's got a hit against him. Jose has been outstanding, 8 for 21. A lot of guys with some real low numbers against him, though. Jimenez doesn't have a hit against him. Just looking at Kwan.
Well, the guy's been lights out. So
Noel, Rocchio, Thomas, those guys are all looking for their first hit against him.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a playoff game.
Right. And
don't be scared to bunt.
And that's a little different beast, you know? And that's why I think Stephen Vogt will be managing this thing like absolute crazy and will be quick to make a move with Matthew Boyd. I think we'll be quick to play the small ball game and just try and manufacture anything he can get.
Now, Tyler Freeman's got good numbers against him, Jeff.
Well, is that one of the reasons he's on the playoff roster?
Could be. 3 for 6.
So what are you going to do with that?
Let him hit. He's your best hitter.
So you're going to put him in center field today
I don't know.
On that?
No, but maybe you see him late in the game.
Maybe. And put Lane Thomas in right? Are you going to go that way?
That's possible. Yeah. When does the lineup come on? It's going to be soon, isn't it?
Good question. It's a darn good question, Andy.
I'm looking forward to this game.
Glad you asked.
We need this. You know, let me tell you this. It's the best thing that ever happened to the Browns.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Guardians play today, game 2. Because you can quickly turn your attention to something else.
Well, we're going to have Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram join us at 11:40. Scott was nice enough to move because Brian Anderson was only available at 11
o'clock. Was it the Morning Journal or was it News Herald that had the headline today with the Browns picture that you showed us in the beginning of the show?
It was the Morning Journal.
It was the Morning Journal. And what did it say?
Had a picture of Jaden Daniels scoring a touchdown. A great big picture on the front page with the headline, Guardians play today.
What a great headline. What a great headline. That was awesome.
You don't think that was a mistake, huh?
No, I don't. I don't. Well played. Well played.
That was kind of well played, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's really true. Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, if I was to tell you, Jeff, I'm really from Monroe Falls, what would you then have to say to, if I say home of the, what would you
Stowe,
say?
Stowe, Monroe Falls, Bulldogs.
Yeah, you'd still be a Bulldog. Unless you went to Walsh or you went to CBCA.
I was a normal folk, put it that way. So, no, I did not. Hey, what I got is I like a couple of advantages I think we got going in. Number one, the weather's going to be partly cloudy instead of more likely more cloudy than sunny, which is going to really help with that shadow.
See, this, the forecast I just saw, it looked like almost full sun early on in the game. I hope it's wrong, but.
I think you're going to see little clouds move in. It looks to me like a break kind of thing. I don't think we're going to have it all the whole time. We got to hit left out, like you said, Andy. You're right. It's not going to be about watching them throw strikes because if you do, you're going to be sitting on the bench.
Yep.
You foul them off. You got to make them make plays. And if you can somehow score early and get them doubting themselves again because they were on such a high, they're such a young team, the best thing to do is just like we did the last game, get out there and get them quick. And they take the fight out of them and, get to that bullpen. If we do that, we'll be okay. Thanks, guys.
Mike. Thank you very much. Mike from Stowe, home of the Stowe Monroe Falls Bulldogs.
Look at you, Cleveland Heights, University Heights, Southeast.
See, there it is. There it is.
Multi-city school districts, yes.
I think Brian Anderson said something.
Mid-Park Berea. I don't want to leave you off.
I don't want to look too far down the road, but he said if they can get to Schuylkill today, sweep. And I agree with that. You know, if they're going to throw another bullpen game, sweep. I think it's interesting some of the roster decisions that the Guardians made. No Ben Lively. However, if they are able to advance, we'll see Ben, I would assume, in the next series in the ALCS.
I was listening to Hammy the other day just talking about how these guys.
Who's been hot. I was surprised that he's not on it, to be honest.
Hammy was talking about how those guys were locked in and engaged. Even though they didn't make the playoff roster. They were there. They were ready to. Well, they were very much a part of the team, whether you're able to play or not.
Which is good. Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Anthony.
Heights, hey. Playing the game today, so I'm pretty excited.
There you go. Got about a minute, Anthony.
I'll get to it real quick. I was not a huge fan. I mean, I wouldn't say I wasn't a huge fan of Noel. He's got a high chase rate, but against left-handed pitchers, that guy mashes breaking balls. He's got a 1.273 slugging average against left-handed pitchers on their breaking stuff. So
Menigan's nodding his head.
I'm sorry?
Menigan's nodding his head in agreement, Anthony.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, yes, this is the perfect spot for him. A little low in the – I like him lower in the batting order, to get some protection from Kwan, 7 or 8, and yes. Get a breaking pitch and hit it out of the park.
All right, Anthony, thank you very much. Can't wait to see what Stephen Vogt does. When we get the lineup, we'll give it to you. Get ready. Game 2 is coming up.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.